This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 27th. God's word to you today is awesome company. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verse 23, and it says, "You have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God himself, who is the judge over all things. You have come to the spirit of the righteous ones in heaven, who have now been made perfect." Let this consciousness be in you. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, and to countless thousands of angels. Number 3, you have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. If you belong to God, your name is written in heaven. God says when you belong to him, he writes your name in the book of life, and that name is precious to God. In other words, when you come to God in worship, one of the things that is displayed in heaven is your name. The truth is that if your name is not there, you need to make sure it is included today. How? Romans 10 verse 10 from the New King James Version says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Make Jesus Lord in your life today. Number 4, you have come to God himself. You have not come to a proxy of God, but to God himself. You have not just come to angels, because it is not about angel worship. This is about God worship. You have come to God himself, who is the judge over all things. You have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. This is where it gets tricky. You need to understand it. Not understanding this has led a lot of people into funny errors. The Bible says that you have come to the spirit of the righteous ones in heaven, who have been made perfect. Believe it or not, people that died in God are in heaven and they are watching us. In Hebrews 11, the Bible speaks about the hall of faith, about Abraham, Enoch, Isaac, David, Daniel, Noah. Hebrews 12 verse 1 from the KJV says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." In other words, Abraham, David, Daniel, our parents or grandparents that were saved or have gone to be with the Lord, are watching and cheering us on. I know from my encounters with my grandmother that she knew God and she is in heaven. And I know she is among them cheering me on. Do not give up, just keep moving forward. Do not faint, do not fall. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, in God's presence, please help me walk in consciousness and understanding of what is happening around me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.